today's meditation is about becoming fully present in our bodies. The more saturated we can become in the moment in our experience, the less of a self there is. So we practice bringing clarity to our experience, being concentrated in the moment. And then we practice being equanimous, not resisting whatever's happening, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Standing in the face of everything with an intention to be equanimous. Taking your few deep cleansing breaths to start out with. If you're tired, energizing yourself with your breaths, particularly focusing on the in-breath. If you feel amped up or anxious, focusing more on the out-breath. We're going to start with a body scan today. And as you scan your awareness over different parts of your body, the directions are to just be aware of all the sensations in that area. With clarity, you may want to mentally note the sensations, tingling, numbness, throbbing, vibrating, pulsating, shooting, stabbing, tingling, whatever the sensations are. If any parts of your body feel nothing, you may want to pause at that area, bring some extra attention, even breathe into that area. And then eventually, moving on with your body scan to other parts. If you have severe discomfort in any body part, you may want to bring more attention and spend more time bringing awareness to break down all the sensations in that area. Numbness, extreme pain, this is a calling for extra attention, extra awareness. Don't have to do anything else, but just be with your sensations, your experience. Bringing your awareness to the top of your head. Feeling all the sensations on the top of your head. Coming down the front of your face, the top of your forehead. And it's like pulling a shade down very slowly, allowing your awareness to drift down over your forehead, including your temples, eyebrows, your eyes. Coming down the front of the face, you'll notice that awareness seems to relax. Tense areas, they seem to just let go. Down the nose and the cheeks, including your mouth, jaw, chin, coming down underneath your chin, down the front of the neck, sweeping down over the shoulders, if you tend to have tightness in the neck or shoulders, spending an extra few seconds here. Sweeping down both arms, front and back. I like to pause at the joints, the elbows. Coming down both forearms. Pausing at the wrists. And finally, your hands. Feeling all the mini vibrations in your hands, perhaps moisture, coolness, warmth. If you're using a labeling noting practice, remembering to note the sensations as fast as you can. Or just be aware of the sensations. Coming back to the base of the neck at the front of the body. Sweeping down the front of the body over your chest. Over your ribs and your belly. Stopping here for a moment to check in with your organs, your lungs, notice them expanding and contracting. Your heart, your liver, kidneys, and whatever other internal organs you'd like to check in with. Sweeping down lower to the reproductive system, then coming back up to the top of the head. Going to sweep down the back of the head now, including your ears, the back of your neck, shoulders, and then then taking your time coming down your back. If you have any back issues, spending a little bit extra time in those areas. When you get to the base of the spine, take a moment with your hips and your hip joints. And then coming back to your rear end. Sweeping down both legs, front and back. Remembering to bring as much clarity to your awareness of the sensations. Equanimity, holding each sensation equally, with caring, kindness, down your knees and calves. Ankles. And finally, your feet. Any time when you're meditating, if you're feeling particularly ungrounded and spacey, you can bring extra awareness to your feet. Or your rear end, sitting, the weight of your feet and rear end. If body scan is your primary concentration object, you'll scan back up. So let's scan back up from the feet to the ankles, coming up the calves, the knees, back and front. Coming up the thighs, back and front. Not worrying if you don't feel sensations in certain areas, just accepting this. Coming to your rear end. Your hips. The base of your spine, coming up your back. Back of your shoulders. back of your neck, moving on up slowly, gently, as if mindful awareness could caress your neck, back of your head. Your ears, and eventually when you get to the top of your head, coming back down the front of the body to the genitalia. And moving on up your belly, each rib, the front of your body, coming up your chest, and stopping at the base of your neck. Coming to the fingertips. Moving up the hands. Wrists, forearms. Elbows, your upper arm sweeping up, pausing at your shoulders. Sweeping up over your shoulders, up the front of your neck. Your jaw. Chin. All the way up the front of your face. Until you get to the top of your head. Bringing your awareness now to your breath, your breathing. Unless you'd like to stick with the body scan, you can do that. Doing a body scan at the beginning of a meditation is a great way to get yourself grounded in your body. Your breath is another body awareness practice. If you have a tendency to think a lot, you might want to stay with body scanning. If you can follow your breath without bringing it to the thinking mind, then stay with your breath. Breathing in, energizing the body, breathing out, energizing the mind. So as you're following your breath, being aware of the texture of your breathing, the texture of the air as it enters and exits your nose, the temperature, the duration of your breath. The pauses between breaths. With clarity, you'll notice that some breaths are deep and long, and some are short, shallow. Some are in the middle. If you like to label things, you may want to count your breaths, breathing in 1, breathing out 2 to 10, starting again at 1. For some people, this is their primary object, counting to 10 over and over again. If you like to just stay with the sensations of air as you breathe in and out, then you may want to mentally note in, pause, out. Coolness, warmth, tingling, numbness, whatever sensations related to your breath, on the nose, on the touch of air. If you want to get really precise, pick a particular spot where the air feels most dominant, perhaps in the inside of your nostrils or the tip of your nose. And you just park your awareness there. Sitting, watching, noticing all the sensations in this one area. From time to time, you may find your mind getting distracted by different sounds or memories or thoughts, whatever it is. If you like to label, then you may want to label hearing, thinking. And then come back to your object of concentration. And the instructions in this practice is that if there's distraction that's very powerful, strong, won't let up, keeps coming back, then we drop our object of concentration from our breath and we actually make this new experience our new object, like we would with physical pain. And we explore with clarity, what is this? What are the sensations physically in the body related to this experience? Can I be with them with equanimity, or is there aversion, resistance? If the aversion or resistance is incredibly strong, then turn towards the aversion or resistance, if that's your primary experience. So you're being with your primary experience in this moment, whatever that is. And then as it dies down, lessens with intensity, coming back to your object of concentration, trying to maintain clarity of mindful awareness. She skates boldly onto the page, tips one vulnerable foot back and forth slowly, till finally the edge of a toe cuts a simple, sharp line through the world's cold resistance. And with that plain courage, a statement of intention begins, and you can't turn back any longer from the weight of feeling and letting go into the flow that follows. Poetry is a choice to feel it all, not all at once, but gradually to sink down within ourselves, to give what fear we hold behind our knees to gravity and grace, to discover what makes our whole world turn, the place our necessary weight lifts to lightened joy. So if you'd like to take a couple minutes to stand up and stretch.